Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'm sure you heard the announcement last week, because that episode's now public, that we are going to be temporarily moving to Patreon, and we would appreciate and absolutely love your support while we search for a new network. But we're going to have extra stuff on the Patreon, bonus content, visuals. The episode that came out today, we recorded basically a full documentary. That's just a snippet of the interview with our extremely interesting friend. So, without further ado, this week's episode, thank you guys so much for your support. And if you head over to patreon.com/deadlypodcast, that's where we'll be uploading all episodes for now after this week's episode. So I hope to see you over there. Hope to interact with you. The cool thing about it is there's like an interface. We're going to be doing, you know, videos. It's going to be great. So I really hope to see you guys over there. patreon.com/deadlypodcast. And there's already, I mean, maybe almost a year of content up there, because we originally started putting Deadly Diocese Father Joe's content up there. There's a lot of great stuff already up there, so it will be worth your while. For now, let's say at the very least, I'm going to do an episode bi-weekly, so once every 2 weeks, but I may still do them once a week. I might just take a little bit of a month where I only do an episode every 2 weeks as we make this transition. And yeah, excited to have you there. Okay, so, and thank you for all your loyal support. I love you guys. So, for this week's episode, I went on a little adventure to Creed, Colorado, one of the most haunted towns in all of Colorado. I'd been wanting to go there for a long time because I bought this book, Haunted Hotels, I think, of Colorado, a long time ago, and I just had never really made the time. Boy, did it not disappoint. So I got to stay at this old cowboy hotel, the one that was haunted that I read about in the book. For whatever reason, and this is probably why I didn't go sooner, I had looked it up, and okay, so there's only 4 rooms in this haunted cowboy hotel where there were shootouts in the street and all this crazy stuff. But when I first looked it up, it was like $300-something a night. I was like, that's way too expensive. No, thank you. But I just sort of showed up in town like an old cowboy, and I walked into the place and I was like, do you guys have any rooms available? And it ended up being only $100 a night. So I encourage you, well, maybe slightly over. I was just saying that so Greg didn't get mad at me, but he'd walked away. But I encourage you to go and see the Creed Hotel and Restaurant. And let me tell you, the restaurant is world renowned. It was unbelievably good. The hotel was so cool. I mean, I probably had the trip of my life. I was by myself. And let me just tell you, they had the most, it was a world renowned restaurant. That's kind of, besides the haunted part, that's kind of how I got into staying there. And my God, the food was incredible. I became, I would say, friends with the chef, Chef Chris, Kristen, and we even exchanged numbers the night of my stay. I mean, when I say that restaurant was unbelievable, it was probably the best mussels I've ever had. They were, it sounds weird, they were blue cheese mussels. I didn't even taste the blue cheese really, because I was a little bit like, eh, about that. It was in this delicious cream sauce with bacon. I ended up literally asking the bartender offered, because I was like, I want to save this sauce. I ate all the mussels and the bread, but I was going on a ghost tour that really didn't end up being a ghost tour. It ended up being like a PowerPoint presentation at a church, so only lasted like 5 minutes. And I was like the youngest person there by 50 to 60 years. The bartender, I was like, well, I want to save this. And he's like, well, I know you're going on that tour. I don't want you to have to carry it. So he's like, we'll hold it for you here and we'll make you some extra warm bread when you come back. then they heated it up. I ended up like literally laying in my hotel room bed with like cream sauce just like resting on like the to-go container, just resting on my stomach, like dipping bread in it. And I was like, I'm ashamed, but man, did I have a great time. Because everything closes down early in a small town like that. So, you know, I would say 9 p.m., 10 p.m. at the latest. But town's beautiful. You pull up and it's kind of like Ooran. I don't know if you've ever been there and you feel like you can like touch the sides of the mountains. And it was all old cool cowboy stuff. But classic Rachel, the first thing I said when I checked into the hotel was, I was like, is this place haunted? Got any stories? And the lady that checked me in said, yeah, actually the bartender just yesterday saw a man standing in like the doorway leading from like the bar to the kitchen wearing a cowboy hat. And I was like, yes, this is going to be awesome.
Sounds like a real Rachel town. World-class muscles, mm-hmm. old cowboy architecture, hauntings, closes down by 10. So you can, you know,
just go to bed early,
eat bread on your tummy.
Yep.
That's a real Rachel town.
And it was a really cool hotel. I encourage you to go visit Creed. Stay at the historic Creed Hotel and wonderful restaurant. Experience some footsteps in the night like I did yourself.
Drop 7 Deadly Sinners podcast, might get a discount.
Yeah, maybe. So anyways, it was incredible. The other really cool thing, and you're going to hear from a woman that I interviewed there about a ghost story. So then I'm walking around before it gets dark, and I go across the street to this really cool, I wish I could remember the store name, but you'll know it when you go there. They have a really cool, like vintage clothing, really cool, like Creed merch, hats, whatever. But they have this make your own like hat portion, which I didn't go to because I was like, I should probably save money. When we go, Greg, we're going to do the
make
your own.
We're making a hat.
Yeah.
So, I'm the guy who wears hats in this relationship.
Yeah. They range from like $30 to, I think they could be upwards of like $200. There can be like trucker hats to cowboy hats. And you put different, your dad will love that. Like patches on it. You just make your
My
own.
Dad's never gone to a new town and left without a hat.
Or a mug or a free calendar or.
Anything free, stickers.
Yeah.
Coasters. Mugs.
Yeah.
He's taking them. He's probably stealing a mug. He's buying a hat.
Yeah.
There's at least 30 hats in our ranch house that are just here from little trips he's been on.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to have a blast when we go. But that place was super cool. So they also not only have all that cool, the cool clothing and, you know, merch and hat shop, they also in the back have a hair salon. So I walked in there and shout out to Maggie. She was working there. And the stylist, so I may have it in the recording of her, but I forgot her name. I'm sorry. It was so gracious of you to tell your ghost story. I was going to call and just ask your name, but you guys are closed right now. So we will put it in the show notes because she was an incredible storyteller. She was, you know, cool enough to let me record her. And so I want to also direct you. It's also called the Blue Yak Salon and Boutique. I just looked that up. But go there when you go to Creed and make sure you make a trip there. So without further ado, my new hairstylist friend with cool ghost stories. Oh, I also want to state in these two stories, the audio might be, you know, a little rough because I just started talking to people and pulled out my call recorder app after asking if I could record them, but Greg will fix it. It'll be fine. Okay. Now for a story that gave me chills like you can't believe. I don't know if Greg's going to edit out my reactions, but I literally started like covering my face and like almost screaming, like just like, oh my God, what? Oh my God. So after I eat my early mussels, then I spend some time like shopping around or whatever. I come back to the bar before they close for another snack. I just didn't want to be without. I only had a water because I was like, Rachel, you don't need to spend money like that. If you're just going to constantly eat, you know, in restaurants, let's not order a drink. So I get my chips and onion dip, which were also delicious. I still have some of the chips with me. I ate them this morning for breakfast. God, what is wrong with me? Anyways, so they're talking about the bartender, not the one that was working that night, but the one that worked the night prior and saw the ghost. And this girl who was, I don't know if she was a server or bartender, Ashton, thank you. Your stories were incredible. I loved meeting you. You're adorable. Like, she has one of the craziest stories that I've ever heard in person. Okay. So I listen to, as you guys know, if you've listened to this podcast a lot, like Bigfoot stories to fall asleep. I listen to Sasquatch Chronicles. I would listen to What If It's True. And then I also listen to Unexplained Encounters and Outdoor Terrors. On many of those, they also cover other cryptids. And I'm not going to say the name of what this specific cryptid is, but I think that you will get the point when you hear Ashton's story. I eventually just started calling it a creature with Botox I'm really jealous of, because I don't get it anymore. It's stretched out skin, and let's just say Walker Texas Ranger. I think you get the point. So anyways, I listened to those podcasts, and I've heard probably well over 500 different stories of Bigfoot or cryptids or like black-eyed children or, you know, just UFO type stuff, like things that go bump in the night, paranormal, everything. Anyways, I have never stood face to face with a person that had one of these stories. Happened in New Mexico where she grew up, and I'm just gonna let her tell it because I was blown away. I called Greg over and over again right afterwards. I called my friend Austin. I couldn't get a hold of Austin, but I got a hold of Greg eventually. Told him like the Cliff Notes version of her story. But yeah, I'm really excited for Greg to hear this as well as you guys, because it blew me away. So without further ado, this is Ashton.
Okay, tell me your story.
Yeah, so okay, I was pretty young, I think I was a junior in high school, and I'm driving home from a friend's house on the west side of Albuquerque, up on the petroglyphs near Baldwin Volcano Vista High School, where I went to school. There's not many lights out there, and there's always spooky shit. You can't walk outside without feeling like you're watched, and I thought that was normal growing up, to have that be your
experience
at night
time. I've heard a lot of stories in that area on these podcasts I listen to, yeah.
I didn't think there was another way to exist outside at night. I just always felt watched. But I'm driving, and kind of
yourself?
Past my high school, yeah, about like 2 in the morning, and I'm driving down this road, and I see what looks like somebody wearing dark clothes walking down the side of the road. My first thought is, that's stupid. Like, I'm glad I saw you, because you're wearing dark clothes on the side of the road. Like, you're going to get hit by a car. So I'm driving. And
you were on Highway 666, were you?
Nope. Okay. I was on Sir Boulevard, okay. Or Rainbow Boulevard, or one of those in Albuquerque. Just like right by this high school. And as I'm getting closer, I'm going maybe 35 miles an hour, I start to get really, really upset. And my car starts getting really, really cold. And I'm like, something's fucking wrong. Something's wrong. And I look at it as I'm getting closer to this thing, it's maybe 200 feet away. I'm like, that's not a person. What the fuck is that? I was in a Ford Focus, and its hips were at the top of the car. This is about 4, so that's where like the hip level was. And the shoulders were really, really broad, and the hips were extremely narrow. And the creepiest part was that the hands reached to about mid-calf, but it was all forearm. So like the forearm was like that long.
And these like one in person that has had this experience. I get
and these gangly hands, and I can see my breath in my car all of a sudden, and I'm scared shitless. There's no turn off, there's nothing. So I kind of start driving on the other side of the road, and as I'm getting close, I'm like, this thing's huge, it's pitch black, there's no discernible anything. It's just dark. And as
it was
I get
black. So normally I hear that it looks like there's stretched skin and it's like,
I think if there was more
clear
light, it kind of would have looked a little bit like that, because the way that my light caught it.
I'm going to grab it.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely sounds like the exact depiction of the cryptid we won't name.
Just
Walkers
think
of
Walker Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
With Botox.
But I'm glad you mentioned Highway 666, which is now changed. It's like 481, but like,
yeah, because the
little
town,
too late.
Yeah,
not changing the name of it isn't changing the hauntings. But when Rachel and I got on that highway, we were overtaken with like, yeah, this weird
sense
emotion, sense of dread. We were suddenly angry. And then when we, you know, had taken it, there was a huge accident the moment we got on it. Bad one. Like a giant semi ran off the road and hit the mountainside right there. And there was all these feral dogs.
I didn't get to see them, but they're called demon dogs. Greg saw them. I had my head down, so I didn't see him. But the lore about those and the other stories of the highway is there are demon dogs, is what they call them, and which is part of the reason why they changed the highway name from Highway 666, because it's off of Route 66. So the way they used to name it is like Route 66 and then whatever exit that was.
It goes out of Gallup, right? I'm pretty sure it goes out of Gallup and it goes up towards Ship Rock.
And there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. I can't think of which episode number
just
it is.
Just listen
offhand
to every episode until you find it.
Yeah.
We couldn't use the downloads.
And join Patreon.
And join
Deadly
Patreon.
DeadlyPodcast.com. Well, no, patreon.com/deadlypodcast. But we did a whole episode on that thing. So there's the demon dogs, and then there's Walker Texas Ranger that people have seen, and then there's a ghost. I think there's two ghost vehicles, actually. I think one might be a ghost semi, and then one's a car. I can't quite remember.
One's like a Cadillac. I remember that.
Yeah. That
tries to run you off the road.
And there was a story, remember that story, that woman who drove past the Cadillac or whatever, and then whatever was driving looked at her with red evil eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just something about it, but there's something about New Mexico going through, you know, Navajo Nation. I mean, it's
the
beautiful
Four Corners
country
area is just supernatural. And it's interesting how she said, like, she just thought that was normal growing up. Like, at night, you're just scared. You feel like something's watching you. And we haven't been there really at night, but even during the day.
Have we not driven through New Mexico at night?
Oh, well, we've driven through New Mexico at night, just not on the highway. That particular highway.
Yeah. Well, hers didn't happen. I asked her that. It didn't happen on Highway 666.
Yeah. But
she got such a weird feeling. Like, the whole car went cold. She could see her own breath. Like, that doesn't just happen.
That's too much of a temperature change.
Yeah.
That's some supernatural heebie-jeebie, you don't want to find out more type of energy.
I think the scariest thing for me in her story was her saying that this creature's hips were as tall as the roof of her Ford Focus.
Yeah, that's like 6 feet tall.
More than that.
Well, Ford Focus isn't that big, but it's still like, that means the creature is 12 feet tall, 15
feet
tall.
You're 6'4". Stand up. I want to see where a Ford Focus hood. I can picture where a hood would. Or go stand next to Luke's car.
Right here.
That's where the hips were.
Yeah.
So that would make it like 8 to 10 feet tall.
At my nose.
That would be like 8 to 10 feet tall.
I think
tall.
It's taller than that. If the hips are right there, you got to assume like the other part is about that tall. I think it's like 12 or 15 feet tall.
I wonder if it's possible it could have also been extraterrestrial. I don't know. But the way she described the hands, like, down and then like the long fingers, like, I've never heard an extraterrestrial be described like that. It sounds like Chuck Norris. Again, you get my drift.
Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Skin.
Botox.
I feel like you have to say the actual, like, Navajo name. I don't know though. Let's not push it.
No, because
we're
actually,
already out here, you know, in the boonies enough.
Yeah, we're not.
Don't need to bring
it's,
the
it's
other.
It's also disrespectful to, like, if there are people from, you know, Navajo Nation, whatever. Like when we listened to that one about those Navajo Rangers, like former FBI guys, like they literally helped tell them, if you're sensitive to this, you might want to leave the room now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's tune back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like just had these like horribly long fingers, and it looked like really tight skin over the bulb, like pitch black skin. And
it was so creepy.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like here, probably here to you. Like, oh, thank you. Probably like here to you. And so I can see my breath in the car, and I'm freaking the fuck out. And as I'm driving, I like look through my windshield, and it starts to look down. And I just keep my eyes forward, and by the time it gets to my passenger window, it's gone. I don't see it anymore, and I fucking floor it all the way home. And I get out, and I get inside, and I'm like, hey, Mom. And I go up to her, and I'm like explaining it to her. And 2 weeks earlier, she had seen like the big dog version. Like the, you know, like the big dog. She's driving about 60 miles an hour on that same road. Because they could be somewhat dog-shaped, and it also had very dropped hips, big, large bony back, and was keeping up with her car.
And that's what happens on Highway 666 in Mexico. That there's demon dogs and stuff. And
yeah, so she had that encounter a couple weeks earlier, and we were just like freaked out. And then
shapeshift.
Probably this was about 5 years ago. I was hiking on the backside of the Sandia Mountains, and I'm just hiking by myself, having a good old time. It's like 4 p.m. It's not even really late, and I hear all this rustling, and I'm just like, okay, cool, creatures, animals, whatever. I'm like, even if it's some kind of like creature, it's not really gonna freak me out. Like, I'll mind my own business. And I swear I hear like a garbled version of my name.
Oh my god!
Off to the side of me, and I'm like, I'm probably making that up. I'm gonna keep going.
I fucking hear these stories all the time on these podcasts. It was
I've never met one in person. And then I was like, and it got better at saying it. And then I keep walking, and I heard it again. And then I heard it again, really clearly. And I just stopped, and I was like, okay, all I've ever heard is, if you hear your name in the forest, no, you didn't. You turn around and you leave. You don't engage. You don't run. You don't look around. You just decide you're done, and you turn around and you walk back to your car, because prey runs, so you don't run.
Yeah.
So I start walking back to my car, and it keeps happening on both sides of me. Like the entire, like even just talking about it gives me some fucking chills.
It's giving me chills.
And I got back to my car, and I called my sister's wife, who's from the Shonto Reservation in Arizona, and I was like, hey, I just had this happen to me. And she goes, come to my house, we need to burn some cedar, like we have a little bit of work to do.
Yeah.
It has never left me. Those two experiences have never, and like I've had a lot of like paranormal experiences. I'm really sensitive to it, so
I am too. But I've never had anything like that, and I've never met anyone in person. But I have heard so many stories from the pretty similar area. Again, I've listened to probably 900 episodes of stuff like a psychopath, and but then.
Like, I thought that was just a standard part of being outside at night. No, it's because where I was living, you were being
It's a very paranormal
area.
Like, I've heard so many podcasts about, like, they'll mimic your voice, or they'll mimic, so there's some that I've heard where, like, let's say it's like a father and son go, like, hunting or something together.
One of their voices?
And then, the dad, like, went back to the truck or something, and then the son hears in his dad's voice, like, hey, come over here, son. Hey. But it was like, not totally, like, it was almost robotic-y sounding, like, it was like trying to sound like him, and he.
Yeah, and he like caught on to it.
Yeah, he caught on to it, but like,
what is your name, by the way?
Ashton, I'm Rachel.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
That was crazy. I have chills, like, I've never. I've only listened to about 900 podcasts of people I've never met before with those stories, but not.
Yeah, and almost every member of my family has seen one.
Yeah.
And it's never any less terrifying. I had a friend going camp near one of the Navajo reservations in Albuquerque, and I was like, hey, if you're down there, don't, like, say their name. Like, don't taunt them.
Yeah.
I know you're the kind of guy that thinks this shit's funny, but, like, it's really not a joke. Please don't.
I'm remembering something right now that I should find it for you, that Navajo Rangers that did that talk or whatever, they told this story. So this
when I asked one about it, they were like, yeah, that's like raw.
Any hair?
I couldn't tell. It was dark and I was terrified.
Like, you're just like, don't look up, don't look up, don't acknowledge.
Yep. The only other thing, I used to help people like get things detached from them with like egg cleanses and like kind of minor.
What's the egg cleanse?
It's so you like take an egg. It's like a usually a Hispanic practice. You take an egg and you run it all over your body with the intention that this egg is trapping anything like it's coming at you, sending ill will towards you, has attached to you, sickness, a lot of that kind of stuff. And the idea that the egg traps it, you can crack it into a glass of water, and depending how the yolk and the egg behaves tells you a lot of information.
So it's one of those. I mean, I think he's appeared on several different things.
Cool.
Yeah. But he's like a real
ranger talk.
And like,
cool.
Noted. I'm going to remember that.
He has no reason to lie about it. He literally asks.
Yeah, why would
people,
you?
He tells people to leave the room if they're going to be scared or sensitive to it. Like,
yeah.
He's not trying to like get fame or.
Yeah.
You know.
But I used to do these egg cleanses like, with friends and people that like, oh, I'm feeling kind of sick. I'm like, let's just do this. And a lot of the time it's like.
Sending someone bad energy, or it's like these things that affect people on an energetic level that are easy to get rid of, but a lot of times they don't know what's happening. And my friend had been having these like horrific dreams and getting really sick and couldn't eat certain foods and was like just having a hard time. And I was like, I think it's energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this is something else. Like, I think something may have attached to you, which I've done a few times to like get creatures or beings or entities off people.
Yeah.
And this was when I stopped doing it as often.
Yeah.
Because you attracted one next to your vehicle?
That was years prior to that experience happened.
Where'd she go?
But
that's like level with the hood of your vehicle. So you would say it's like 8 feet tall.
It's huge. And I cracked my egg first. It's pretty normal. It's about what I expect. Little bubbles, some little spikes in the yolk, like nothing crazy. My other friend, same kind of general thing, nothing much. I cracked her egg into a glass of water, and it is just blood. It is just red. Just straight up, like, there's no yolk, just discernibly, it's just the glass is immediately red, and I was like, I don't know what this is. I have no clue what that is. But it, like, hurt your bones to hold the glass. I, like, went to pick it up, and it was, like, just really sore and cold. And usually you do, like, salt, pepper, and, like, red pepper, and then flush it, like, down.
It was red,
like,
red.
It was dark, smelled like blood.
Okay, do you want to do something crazy? Maybe 2 days ago, I had my husband go to our like local market, Aguilar, whatever, and get eggs because I had sausages. I got like us breakfast sandwiches, and brings eggs home. The first egg I cracked wasn't blood. Never seen this before though. No yolk, and the whole inside of the egg was like black. So it might have just been like rotten.
Yeah, but
I mean, cool. I mean, they weren't expired, allegedly.
Yeah, but like, that one maybe hid away for a little while. Yeah, this one was straight up, like, smelled like blood. And I was like, you need to find
somebody
who's a lot better at this than I am. Like, this is, I don't even know what to do with this. This is out of my scope. Like, even a little blood on the yolk is a bad fucking sign.
Oh, really?
And so I was like, I can't help you.
The chicken had a miscarriage?
Something like that, but for the next 2 weeks,
that's
I had this
recurring
dream every single night where I would be in different areas, but the dream would end the same way, where I would be walking and things would start fading away and it's getting really misty, and as they would, I'd start getting like panicked, and I'd be walking and I'd hear this clicking kind of from both sides of me, and I'd like look around and I couldn't see anything, and that fog would get more and more dense. And then this woman would be crouched on the side, got freaks me out thinking about it. But she'd be crouched over on the side, kind of hunched, really gangly looking, like red veins coming off the sides of her eyes. And she'd like look over at me and be like, I see you. And I found you. And I was like, oh, fuck this. And I'd wake
up. There is a woman, and it's either Mexican, Hispanic, or Native American culture. It's a woman that...
I never looked it up to see what it was, but I went to a friend.
There's somewhere like they'll start crying, or you'll hear like a crying baby. Or
like a La Llorona kind of a thing. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I grew up with that tale too, but this was, I don't know what this was, but it took me about 2 weeks of like constant effort to get these dreams to stop. And because I think I poked it.
Yeah.
I think I messed with that egg and I poked it, and it was like, oh, do I get another one? Do I get another person? Like, you wanted to fuck with me. What do you want? And I was like, so, nope, I'm good. Please leave me alone.
I'd like to be done now, please.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I backed off.
I cracked an egg. What do you want from me?
I was just trying to help. It was, yeah, that was the last time that I
don't
really
want to be in trouble anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was the last time I really did those like kind of larger scale for people.
Yeah.
It took her. She ended up going to a curandero man in like southern New Mexico, and they like did peyote ceremonies and a few other things. And she would get violently ill every time they did this.
Well,
she
was talking about peyote. Isn't that the one?
Peyote
she
is
like shit your pants.
It's you smoke it. It's like hallucinogenic tobacco. Essentially.
But isn't that the one where you like will vomit black stuff and stuff?
No, that's ayahuasca.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
That's a totally different
I don't know my drugs. I'm not really that fine. Cool.
But yeah, so there's some crazy shit out in the world. And I have a lot of friends who are like, I don't know if that's real. And I'm like, but I'm really glad you haven't had to experience that.
Yeah.
Because some of us
I 1,000% believe you.
Yep.
Again,
I have
like
no
the 900
reason.
Episodes
I
probably
to die.
Listened
to
these.
A lie?
Yeah.
I have no reason to lie. Why would I? I don't know you. Why would I lie?
So the I listened to this other what to Outdoor Terrorist Unexplained Encounters. I was all often involved with the Botox guy.
Botox, I think, is my favorite terminology.
Yeah. Well, I'm just jealous because I can't afford Botox anymore, so I'm like jealous of his tight skin. But I also listen to this thing called Sasquatch Chronicles. It's really good. And he interviews, like, it's like first-hand encounters. And it's literally, again, on his, he's done like 900 episodes. I've listened to like 75% of them. It's people that don't want to tell their story. It's like Vietnam vets. It's like, a lot of times people say that they like smile, like really, really creepy smile at them.
I didn't see a face, but I don't know. It's what you don't believe it?
No, hell no.
I believe it.
I've never seen anything, and until I see it, I won't believe it.
Which is fair.
That's how a lot of people are.
I wouldn't believe it the way that I do had it not very viscerally happened to me, and have I not had crazy shit like that happen to me multiple times, I wouldn't believe it.
But
I wish that I could say that I don't believe it, but then I'd be like defying my own.
But I've heard about
experience.
Million stories on podcasts I listen to fall asleep.
Yeah,
I'm a creep. Of stories very similar to hers. This is the first time I've ever actually met someone in person that's had one. There's no way that this many people are making it up. Like,
and the same way, like, I didn't know any of these stories. I was like 16.
Were you on drugs?
No, I was like 16.
Yeah. So.
Like 16. Yeah. I was like 16 driving home and was scared shitless. Like, I've never, I shouldn't have been able to see my breath in my own car. What the fuck was that?
Thank you guys so much for listening. I truly adore you and appreciate your support. I forgot to mention the Patreon will be early and ad-free, and there's extra bonus content. There's videos. I'm really excited about the one that Greg's going to upload tonight. Us interviewing our friend. We're basically kind of doing like a mini documentary about him because he has the most fascinating life. The hitman with a heart. Yep. Couldn't go through with it. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you next week. I'm definitely going to have an episode for you next week, but it will just be uploaded to Patreon for now.
Yeah.
Yep. So see you next week.
Soapy Smith, a con man.
It's actually an
from
insane.
The cowboy era.
It's an insane story. I heard it on The Dollop the first time, which is a great podcast. Go listen to it. And I re-listened on my way back from Creed because in my hotel room, there was a pamphlet that was like characters of, you know, Creed, Colorado. And I was like, oh, I remember Soapy Smith. And I had it written in my notes about something I wanted to do at some point. And so next week, it will be a crazy con man and murderer. And he conned in the most bizarre ways, but it seemed to work out. So next week, Soapy Smith, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.